Paul Sweeney and Tom Keene, looking at the markets here. Paul, NASDAQ lift up 0.5%. I think that's germane.
Yep, getting ready
lagging for some... The Dow up 400 days in a row.
Exactly right.
And, you know,
so are you allowed to quote that with John Farrell around? Are you allowed to quote the Dow?
That.
Okay,
sure.
All right.
You know, he drives him nuts. Steam comes out of his ear. But, you know, the Dow. I mean, the Dow, it's all American.
Sure,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have some, Tom and I learned just recently that our good friends in Washington, D.C. actually work during the month of July. We weren't aware of that.
They're very French. They take all of August off.
Yeah, good for them. They deserve it.
All of August off.
Jack Fitzpatrick joins us. He covers all this Washington, D.C. Congress stuff for Bloomberg News down in Washington, D.C. So, Jack, we're getting painfully close to that month of July when we feel like all the flights are outbound out of Reagan Airport as the Congress leaves to get home. What do they need to get done, and what will get done?
It's less about what they're actually going to accomplish and more about putting themselves in a position to not fail dramatically in September. Right now, they're going back and forth on the major defense authorization bills. The House passed its more partisan one. The Senate is trying to pass its bill. And also each side trying to get their government funding bills. At least, you know, the House is trying to vote on their first 2 out of 12. The Senate is trying to mark up all of its bills, which are much more bipartisan. It's not a great sign that there's a huge gap between the House and Senate on a lot of these important bills. Bills to fund the government, to do defense authorization, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because even if they're not going to accomplish something right now, they'll come back and they'll only have until September 30th to match everything up between the two chambers.
What you guys don't see, folks, is in preparation, Jack Fitzpatrick sends us about a 14-page memo, single-spaced. It's just amazing. It's called Boilerplate 101. Paul and I never read it. And Rich, our producer, reads it. And it's real simple. Cut to the chase, Jack Fitzpatrick. Selected people are talking about this new idiocy of the parlor game of a shutdown September 30. Is that feasible?
It's feasible. You know, they're very likely, almost guaranteed, to either have a stopgap measure or a shutdown. It's very, very difficult for them to actually strike a deal. There is talk, you know, Lindsey Graham predicted outright last week there's probably going to be a month-long stopgap, and maybe they can tack on some emergency measures to that, like more aid for Ukraine. FEMA's running out of disaster aid money. But there have also been warnings from a number, especially of House Democrats, Rosa DeLauro, saying that the track that House Republicans have taken, which is very, very different than the more bipartisan route in the Senate, risks a shutdown.
Yeah.
It raises the question of how many Democratic votes Kevin McCarthy can bank on when it's time to actually compromise without having, a mutiny from his conservative members.
Paul, stopgap, for those that don't know what that phrase is, that's what you do late in July when the offspring have not started their summer reading.
No, exactly.
You have a stopgap plan. For August.
It's counting down.
Stopgap.
Hey, Jack, have both parties fallen victim to their extremes on, you know, kind of the right and the left, and that precludes them from just kind of getting the sausage made in a timely basis? Is that kind of what's happening here?
To be honest, in this case, especially on government funding and the major defense authorization bill, it's more about the right flank of the House Republican conference. In the Senate, which is controlled by a slim Democratic majority, they've been very, very bipartisan, and they've been able to work with Republicans on the Senate Republican side. It's more that you have one bipartisan chamber and then one other chamber in the House where it's being driven really by the Freedom Caucus as much as anybody else. Not to say that there aren't members in both parties with, fringe views, but the operative issue is more about the House Republicans in particular right now.
So, Jack, Speaker McCarthy, it just sounds like he's got the toughest job in Washington. How does he get it done on his side with his party?
It's very, very difficult. He struck the debt limit deal. A lot of conservatives were not happy about that. He had them mark up their government funding bills with even steeper cuts than in the debt limit bill. They are still pushing for more cuts and more policy riders. There's a measure that they want to get into the FDA funding bill to block funding for any COVID vaccines. There's almost an endless list of demands he's got to meet. I am not sure how he does it, and that's why you hear warnings of a possible shutdown, because ultimately they do need the House to pass something, and it's difficult to see how the Speaker can rely ultimately on Democratic votes without having an uproar among the Freedom Caucus members.
Jeff Fitzpatrick, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated. In Washington here, looking at a very busy, busy July and into September, I should say, for the politicians on our budget.